Yeah, I also heard, it sounds funny, they were saying, basically when you're cheating on your job with your...
E.T.
Committing adultery. I ain't committing adultery. Mm. Not with my heart.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shaquille D.
Being Breeze.
Hold on. Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be miracles. It could be, I don't know what else. Anything or nothing at all. Whatever we feel like, we have interesting conversations, and we love to bring you guys in on those. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. So, yeah, what are we talking about today, y'all?
Today, we are dabbling into the arts, the feeling behind the arts. So my theory is, it's not even really a theory, it's just how I look at things now. I understand that the art is, like, I can only speak for myself. I create the art for me because this is what I enjoy doing. If I wasn't getting paid for it, I would still create the art. But once I put it out, like, I'm doing it for me, so it's fine if I just do it and I keep it to myself. But once I put it out, I would be lying if I were to say I don't want any out. I'm not looking for any outward validation or instant gratification because I like it, so I'm doing it for myself. But once I put it out to the world, I want the world to.
Like it too.
Like it, even dislike it, but just say something.
You want the acknowledgement, not necessarily the validation.
Right.
You about to say something?
No, I was saying that was interesting. You go.
I feel like it's not always like that though.
Oh yeah, it's not, but go ahead.
You talking about for you specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like for me, it depends on what it is. I think I'm in a stage where I used to look for the acknowledgement. I think I used to look for it so much that I just kind of, you know, I tuckered myself out. Tuckered out. You know, I'm a little tired.
You're tuckered.
So now I'm just doing the stuff that I want to do. And if I decide to, like, release it, it is just, like, I'm just putting this out there. It would be nice for it to be acknowledged. Like, I feel like that's, like, an added perk for me. For it to be acknowledged or accepted or validated outwardly in some way. But I think that my focus now is more so that I acknowledge that I just did this thing and that I enjoyed it or, I don't know. It's just more so, it's still for me. I think I've decided because waiting for validation or looking for some type of validation, it's exhausting. And it's frustrating, and then, especially at this stage, or even, like, when I was first starting, my first EP, y'all ain't hearing that, but the first EP, I was like, yeah, this the one, da-da-da, and then, I don't know, it's like my opinion of it changed later as well, so, like, I'm like, I can't even...
Well, I told y'all that though. I was like, you guys love it now, and then when you get the further you get, you're like, you know what? I could do so much better.
Right. This should have never been released. Yeah. Like that's how. So now I'm more so focused on if I put it out there, it's just because I wanted to put it out there. It wasn't. I would be lying if I said I wouldn't appreciate some acknowledgement, but I'm not doing it in hopes of acknowledgement anymore because I have to live my life for me now rather than for whoever may or may not be watching.
Yeah, I agree. I think for a while, at least when I was first starting out, it was hard to separate like my art from myself. So like for me to put the stuff out, and it was like, if somebody didn't like it, it felt like they didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like, again, when I was younger, that's just how it was. Cause it's like, you put all of your mm-hmm. your time, your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it's like, dang, you don't rock with me like that. All right, cool, whatever, right? But now it's like, I don't necessarily care. I think, again, similar to you guys, I like the work, like the process of creating it is for me, like everything, the end result is for you guys, like whoever gets it right. I would love for people to like it, but I would also like, I want people to like it. I want people to like what I did, but I want them to like it, use it for whatever you need to use it for, like use it for, to feel better, use it to feel better, use it to
get through a breakup, use it to whatever it is, right? But like as far as like them, me getting the validation of them like liking me, I can't meet everybody that's gonna listen to my music, so I can't make them like me. Like, so how I look at it now is like I just want to make the thing. I would love for you to like it. If you don't, somebody might like it. I mean, I liked it when I made it, but in terms of like the getting acknowledged for the work, it would be nice.
Yeah.
But I think I get more enjoyment out of the idea of like, oh, somebody loved it, but it's like, oh, somebody loved it as much as I loved it. And so that's where I'm, hopefully I'm still answering the,
I mean, it wasn't even a question.
Yeah.
I'll be
wanting
to, say that to say I do it for me because I enjoy doing it. But once I put it out, but before you go, the earlier stuff, a lot of it was trash.
Yeah, I'm super aware of it was trash.
But now, like once I made the shift to, okay, this is what I want to do. Like once I made the decision of this is what I am doing. Now I'm, before I was creating, I was just creating it for me. It was just fun. It's still fun. I still enjoy it. But now, this is what I'm doing. I'm not looking for nobody's job. I'm trying to eat here. This is what I'm doing. So it's like, it's a certain level of vulnerability that it takes to even create the art in any form, through any medium. It's a certain level of vulnerability. So like you were saying, essentially it is me. It's just a different form of me, or a different, it's a certain part of me that I'm expressing in a creative way.
Yeah.
So I feel like art is a release in a sort.
Yeah.
So now I package it up beautifully and I'm like, here you go. It's like on we was watching Walking Dead when Carol made the souffle or whatever and left it at the door.
Oh,
and she took the,
that's
how I feel. I don't care because it's already out. Like I made it for me and I just, now I'm at a point where the most of the people who I want to like it, they're not going to say nothing about it anyway. So now I'm at a point where I'm just doing it for me, but it's still a part of me that's like, you going to eat this pie.
Jason said, I view art as self-expression and a way to show the world your point of view on anything. Putting it out there should be because you want to share your take on things. It's not about being acknowledged or feeling validated. I feel like it's to bring people together. I feel like that's a two-sided coin because in order to bring people together, they do have to acknowledge that it's there. And I feel like it's not wrong to want to be acknowledged by it, by whatever you put out there, because whether it's art, whether it's like other types of work, technical work, discovery, whatever it is, you put a lot of time into whatever you do. And you put a lot of like of your heart and your soul, like you guys talked about. So like at some point you want somebody to at least be like, you know what, I see you. Like you out here, you doing your thing, I see you. I may not, even if it's the person who doesn't say it often, it's like I may not say it much, but you know, you out here doing your thing. Because it gets to a point where when you're pouring your soul out into your art, you have to have, it's important to have things that fill you back up, right? And sometimes the thing that you want to, like, replenish your, I guess, your mental or spiritual, whatever it is the people that you love. But sometimes it's not supposed to be the people that you love that pours back into you. Yeah, sometimes.
Strangers.
Yeah, but I was gonna, I got a question. So, for that, like, the thing that fills you back up most of, at least in my opinion, or I'm not a question. I guess it's, yeah, just a, I guess it's a general statement, but, like, for the things that fill you back up, is it ever really the acknowledgement that fills you back up, or is it, is it just, like...
I feel like it's a thing of, I'm not wasting... You done? I'm not wasting my time, like, putting it out.
Yeah. It's, but, I mean...
But I feel like the creation process fills me back up. And if we talking about music, my music helps me, like, it makes me want to make more music. Like, when I go back and listen to it, I'm like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, but nothing about that, and don't forget your point, nothing about that portion, like, you creating
it. It has nothing to do with acknowledging.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, so, like, you don't necessarily need it, you know, like,
but it. If I put it out, at least, if I be like, here you go. If I'm handing out dollars at this point. Dollar bills, dollar bills.
I was just going to say, that's my point, though. Like, we want it to come from whatever is supposed to fill us up. We want it to come from the people that we love, but a lot of times it comes from other things that we do or the creation process itself. Or, and I don't know if that's a thing where we just been, like, taught that you're supposed to be acknowledged or validated for whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's nice to receive.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you know, claps and stuff.
I mean, at the bare minimum, everybody likes receiving an award. Nobody's like, I don't want to receive this award for me doing a great amount of work.
Participation award.
Yeah, right. like I came in first. Like, I'm leaving here with something.
Right.
That's how we approach it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a part of it. I don't know. It's just like a. I don't know, because I feel like this isn't just art. Like, this is literally in every facet of life. It's like, if I bake a cake and it's good, like, I want you to say that it's good.
Speaking of cakes, sorry to cut you off. In Spanish class, I'll never forget this. I made a cake, the Honduras cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. At the end of the class, I go look at the cake. These my slices that I ate this cake. I made the cake. Ain't nobody eat my cake. Why ain't y'all eat my cake? Pause.
Pause. That was, whoa.
Why ain't y'all eat the Honduras cheesecake?
Did they know what it was?
It looked like a pound cake. I said, this cake. Somebody want cake?
What else did everybody else make?
Somebody made empanadas. And empanadas was fire. I ain't even gonna lie. It was for Spanish class. It was a bunch of Latin food.
Oh, okay. I did that too.
Yeah, I took the ingredient. You took the recipe from me.
Yeah.
Still like an artist.
That's funny though. What?
So even in your cake example, right? And then I think we talked about this on another episode, but like, it's almost like a catch-22 because you, on one hand, you don't need people to create, but like, you can't. Most of the time, you can't know if it's how good or bad it is until you introduce it and put it out into the world, so that other people can. Because you don't have a gauge of, like, all right, where do I sit on, you know, professional chef, professional cake maker, baker, whatever, versus he just made this in his living room.
Even with that, it'd be a thing of, okay, as of right now, I'm keeping all this to myself, right? Somebody may walk past and, like, somebody might come to the house and be like, oh, wow, you did this? That's amazing. And then when you like, okay, I'm going to do this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's crickets. Mm-hmm. I'm handing out dollar bills. Handing out dollar bills.
J2 said, once you receive an award for your art, is that going to be the motivation for your art moving forward? Like, I got this award, I'm being heard.
don't think I'll be motivated
I'm
by
happy to award. Make it again.
Yeah, I mean, some people are. Some people, that's why they people get championships. I want another one.
So I guess it depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it depends on like what you're doing it for, I guess, like because I'm so sorry, y'all. Or it depends on what you're doing, because with sports, yes, it definitely motivates you to keep going if you get an award. If I win, I'm winning everything. Like, I'm taking over. Mm-hmm. But if I lose, then I'm going to be more motivated to win too. But then when it comes to art, it's a different form of expression. And I feel like the accolades don't always come immediately. Like,
I feel like the accolades help when distributing the art.
Oh yeah,
because
yesterday's price is not today's price. After you get the award,
it's like now
you're award winner.
It's not falling upon deaf ears.
Yeah, it helps with marketing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think also we shouldn't look at art like sports, because the whole purpose of art sports is to compete against somebody else. So like your entire measure for how good you are is based on did you win or did you lose. There is no winning and losing in art. I mean, it's just like, did I express myself or did I not express myself?
Well, so I guess if your answer is yes, I expressed myself, then you won.
Yeah.
And if you won, does that make you successful?
I think that depends on your definition of success. Winning. I would say yeah. If you express what you intended to express.
Okay. If you express what you intended on expressing, you did that amazingly, but you don't know what you're gonna eat after you put this out.
That depends on what you determine success to be.
Yeah, and those two things are not those two things.
They're independent. Together.
It's like okay, I'm about to put this out to the world. I don't know where I'm about to go with this, so we can stop.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think it's funny because, and even when you express yourself, when you express yourself in one instance, you're like, all right, I was as honest as I could be, and then you come back, you hear people saying stuff about your work, and I was like, well, that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could have been more honest, and it's like it's almost like you're constantly having to like rework.
But even with that, I enjoy what people get from my art. 9 times out of 10, it's never what I was talking about or what I intended, but they got something else from it. So I just, most of the time, I'm intrigued on what they got from it. Where this conversation is going to go? How did you get to this? Finding, that's the word I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. How did you come to this conclusion? And it just be interesting, peculiar.
Yeah, but I think the monetary aspect of like, hey, is this going to pay my bills? That's a totally different thing.
So I need y'all to.
Yeah.
But I felt, yeah, I think that's a totally different thing, but it's also a different thought process. In what you're, I don't know, like after you express yourself, then what type of thing? Like, what are you doing to monetize from it or whatever?
Yeah.
But I also feel like, dang, my thought is fleeting.
It's out of here.
Oh man, it was a good one. It was a good one too.
Well, while you ponder, I think when I think about just
Wait, I got it. Okay, all right. So I was gonna say, hold on to your thought. Okay, I was gonna say, for example, like for me with my EP, like I feel like I was successful with the latest EP that I released with the Love Game. thank you, because my goal was to create a story about the ups and downs of love, like what love really looks like, not always, but sometimes in a lot of people's situations, and how it's just like a cycle or whatever. But I feel like I was able to actually capture that. And that's what that was my goal. My goal wasn't necessarily to use that project to move up in the world. It was to express myself in a way that I hadn't done before, or in a way that I just felt like expressing myself in that moment. So for me, that was a success. Now, if I'm looking from a monetary aspect, then I'm going to be like, nah, it wasn't a success. But also, I'm still early in my career, and I accomplished the mission. I did what I came here to do. Mm-hmm. So with that, for me, it was like, this was a success.
Yeah. And I think you have to know what you're aiming for, because especially like when we talk about like writing for set, right? If your goal is to be a monetary success, that's a totally different kind of expression than you making stuff that you love, right? Sometimes you can, like, the magic is when you can make stuff that you love and you make a lot of money from it. The other half, there's a lot of people who do what they love and they're not making a dime, and there's a lot of people who don't care about it, but they know how to make money from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I want to be in the middle.
Yeah. In that magic, yeah.
That's why we're painting. I don't want to do commissions. I just want to paint what I feel like painting. And then when I put it out to the world, when I start handing out dollar bills, y'all go get that.
Mm-hmm. J2 said, if you need to pay your bills, then go work a 9-to-5 or office or bank job. When it's your art you want to dedicate your time to and energy into it, get a job to get you by where you won't be stressed. That's difficult.
I feel like that brings stress.
It is. It depends on the person. So, like, because a lot of times with a 9-to-5, it takes most of your energy throughout the day. Even if it's a simple job, just like staying awake. Staying awake to be present at the job, it takes, like I'm a daytime person. I'm not a night owl. So, like, my good energy is, like, during that time frame of that 9-to-5, where I would have the most energy, the most creative energy and all that stuff. So it's like, it's being dedicated to this job now rather than me being able to use it on my art. And then it's a balancing act. Mm-hmm. It can be difficult. I mean, for some people it's very easy, but for us
it's a challenge. But I also think you got to be aware of who you are, because I think like certain times you get, let's say you're working a 9-to-5 and it's like a lot of, you don't realize you're pulling a lot of inspiration from the bad stuff, mm-hmm. from your 9-to-5. So like, yeah,
that
so
definitely happens.
You're pulling so much. And so then like, you're like, all right, now I just want to do this full time. So it's like, all right, let's say you quit your job. Now it feels like you have nothing to talk about because you were using that as like a form of inspiration. And then your art was your outlet.
Right.
And your outlet is, when you have to use your outlet as your work and your outlet, sometimes it's hard to create because it's like, now this is my job. I can't get it. The thing that I used to go, like, step away from to get a break from reality, now I have to do for work.
Right.
So now I can't. This isn't a break anymore. So now it's like, you have to find other ways to break it. Yeah.
My question is also, I was thinking about this earlier. When do you know when it's time? Okay, say you have a 9-to-5. When do you know when it's time to break away from your 9-to-5?
I've always heard that when your 9-to-5 starts getting in the way of you, like actually getting in the way of your opportunities to make money with your creative aspect. So like, let's say with Crafts by Co, let's say I got like 100 orders in and I was getting like 100 orders a day in, but I wasn't able to fulfill the orders until the weekend because I'm working a 9-to-5 and I have to use some of the hours at night to fulfill the orders. So basically it's just slowing down my process. Mm-hmm. So I'm not able to keep up with the production of things. At that point, it's getting in the way of me being able to make money efficiently and effectively. So then it's like, and also like at that point, if I'm getting 100 orders a day, then that's enough money to cover what I need to cover and move forward.
Yeah, I also heard, it sounds funny, they were saying, basically when you're cheating on your job with your...
E.T. Yeah, committing adultery.
But no, for real. What he said. That's,
that was no way.
For real,
said,
that's really what
it is. You sound like him.
But it's like you're... The times you're like you're at work, but you're not at work. Like you, like you mentally left that job a long time ago. You're not, and it's like you're not doing the thing that you're supposed to. Like you can't commit any of your mental, physical, whatever it is, to the job. It's like nah, you can't. You're splitting yourself up, and it's not even healthy at that point. It's not helpful.
Yeah.
Because now, the time when you're at work, you're like you're not at work. Like yeah, you're. And again, this could be the thing that helps, like the supporting your family and stuff. But you're not actually there, so it's like there needs to be a shift. I'm curious what she said.
She said to create a meme for that and make a shirt.
Committed adultery.
I don't even know how I said it.
Committed adultery. That's
hilarious. Oh my gosh. but yeah, that I feel like. It all depends, and sometimes it's a thing where it's like you just gotta not just completely quit, but you just kind of scale back on your job, and you just like, okay, I'm not doing full-time, I'll do part-time, or, you know, maybe I'll come in 3 days a week instead of a full week, depending on what your job is and like what the flexibility is like.
Yeah, they be hating.
What?
My goodness. I still want to come in, just not Monday through Friday. Right. Every Monday, Wednesday, sometimes Friday.
That was my favorite part about being part time at my last job.
Yeah.
My favorite line was, "Oh, I gotta leave. I'm part time. Please, that's not like a full time problem. I just."
Oh man, yeah. I haven't actually worked a part time job since I graduated from college. So
yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah, helped with sanity, but I bet. It was. I mean, the bills was a little.
And it's a little harder, tight, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you just gotta, I don't know, calculate your budget, see what's going on with your freedom, opportunities, and then go from there.
Calculate my freedom price.
I still need to do my budget.
I know if I double everything, smooth sailing.
Smooth and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth. Like butter, baby.
You said double everything you got now?
Can I like coming in? If I double my income.
I feel like you should, it still wouldn't be enough. That's just me taking a
gamble. If I live exactly how I'm living. And I double my income.
I'll be good. You're going to listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that Barry White. See? With that, like that. Sorry. This song is about to be stuck in my head.
Sweet. But yeah. Go ahead.
I forgot. Go ahead.
Man. I lost it. Yeah.
But yeah, the monetary. The money. The dollar bills. yeah, I don't think that, I mean, if the purpose of your art is to make money, then go for it. I think everybody should make the art for whatever reason they want to make it, and if you happen to make money, that's fine.
I'm going to make money off.
Oh yeah, I know.
I put it out to the world to make money.
I think it's important that the creation process isn't dictated by you making money.
I make it, I nurture it. It's my baby. I ain't committing adultery. Not with my heart. You can't spell heart without all. Playing.
Hey, Kayla Ray, what's up? Thanks for showing up.
Thank you.
Peace, queen.
But I think that's what takes the fun out of it. Like, when you really start, like, when it starts to become, and a lot of things right now in this age, like on social media and just technology, a lot of things is like, oh, I'm gonna do this so that I can make money, rather than going into it like I want to do this because I love it. And then you kind of get lost in that feel, and then it takes the fun out of it, which makes you lose your inspiration for even wanting to do it, or your motivation for wanting to do it, because making money it's not always instant. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, all right, this thing just worked, and it just, let me do it again and again and again, and it keeps working. Sometimes it's a thing where it worked the first time, and then you waiting on it to work again. Sometimes it takes a while, and then after, like, a certain level of consistency, it starts picking up. But, like, even for me, with Crafts by Code, there was, like, a stretch of time where I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But it was because I was, my reason behind creating the business initially was to make money, even though I loved making the flower pens. Like, I just happened to enjoy doing it. But the reason behind it and why I was shifting the business in the way that I was for the money aspect. It wasn't because this is what how I actually wanted it to look. So I had to kind of take that into consideration and be mindful of that.
I noticed that when I started doing stuff just for the money, I don't even really want to do it no more because I'm not enjoying it.
I think, I feel like whenever you tie, like when you tie something creative to like to money, when you stop, like, all right, I feel like you shouldn't tie everything creative to money, because when you stop making the same amount, or let's say you were making $50,000 a year off of your art, if you start making $30,000, now you're like, well, dang, is my art not good anymore? Is this not, am I not doing anything right? As opposed to, like, if you're just, if the focus on it is just being, is getting better, being great, like being great and expressing yourself, as I feel like the money is gonna come. But when you make the focus on the money, it's like, I'm doing this to get money. All right, at what point is it enough? At what dollar amount does it, is it like, all right, I don't need to do this for money anymore. So what am I, like, what am I doing it for after that?
And I don't know, it's a weird thing, because, like, you want to do your art full time. Like, I want to do this full time. But then it's like, I also have bills to pay. And it's kind of like a frustrating cycle when you start focusing on the money of it. But then it's also a frustrating thing to still be stuck in a job, or like whatever your current financial situation is, if you don't want to be in that financial situation anymore. So I feel like it's like a slippery slope, or it's a fine line that you kind of gotta walk to make sure that you still maintain the level of passion and creativity that you need to create, while also being like, okay, after I've created this, here's what I'm gonna do to try to move forward and making this a full-time thing. But I feel like you have to separate those processes, or else the stuff kind of gets lost.
Yeah, I feel like in that, everything that you just described, that's when it becomes easy to start comparing yourself. Because now you're seeing people that's nowhere near your level of expertise at whatever it is that you do, but they know how to monetize it.
Yeah, the art of making it,
like, y'all like this? Why do y'all like this? Let me know. I'm curious. Why do y'all like this?
Yeah, the art of making it.
I did this, and this, and y'all, like, we did the same thing. Yeah, I did them all right.
Yeah. I think the art of making something is different than the art of selling it.
Yes.
And, like, and also when you think about art, because, like, You can be making a way more complex painting, but somebody else made something that everybody else felt, or it's like, that's easier to do, or something people connected with, and it's like, and that's why that one sold versus, like, yours is like, yo, I did, look, you see everything I did? I did all of this with a pencil. You didn't even, I did this with upside down in my basement. Like, the lights was low. and he did this in 5 minutes on his phone or whatever. So it's like, when you start doing it, when you start comparing it like that, then I think, of course, it's like, it's, there's different reasons why, like, people buy things for a different reason than they create it, or they enjoy it, right? And I think, dang, there was another point that I had. Oh, yeah, when it comes to, like, the money aspect, for me, I only speak for myself. But I don't even want money for the sake of money. I want money so that I can do more stuff.
Right.
That, like, that just so happens to require money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I want to, like, travel the globe, not have to worry about certain stuff. So I want to buy, like, nice house, big car, whatever it is just so that I can buy more stuff. It just so happens that everything requires money.
Right.
It's like the actual act of like doing this so that I can get a dollar amount, it'll feel good. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna feel good in the moment, but then it's like, cool. Like now I can do something else with it.
Cause or
it's like,
I can do some more of my art because supplies ain't cheap.
Right, they not.
J2 said, I guess it's on your end goal after you create your art. It's something you love and you want to do until you physically can't do it anymore. Yeah, like pretty much if, I don't know. If I was making money off my music for real right now, which I will be soon, I would just be doing more music. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Vacation. I would definitely be on a vacation,
I'd be inspired. Like, it's different type of inspirations. Like, going other places, seeing different things, even talking to different people.
Yeah.
Like, you get exposed. Money creates
opportunity.
And it closes the gap of, like, what's possible.
And, like, I might, who knows, I might learn how to paint, you know, because I would have some time.
Yeah, free time.
I was going to say, I think money, it really just opens doors. Like, it gives you the option to walk through almost any door you want to walk through.
She said, sounds like you need to find a sugar daddy or sugar mama to afford your art.
Maybe. That's another conversation. I don't be wanting people to try to buy my love.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on another pod. That might have to be an exclusive Patreon pod or something. But yeah.
I'm priceless, baby.
But yeah, I forgot what you said. You had said something.
I said something?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's out of here. Yeah, I think the last thing I said was like just money, like it's like gives you the option to open different doors.
Oh yes, to open different doors. It really does though, and I feel like on the surface level, like we talk about it as far as like, oh yeah, I can pay my bills, blah blah blah. But like I won't have bills. I'll be able to do
auto pay.
Like whatever. No, I'm paying in cash. Like I'm paying up front. Like I'm not. Why am I about to put myself in debt for no reason? Like, let me go ahead and pay for this stuff and own it. But at the same time, it's like it opens the doors, like he said, to be able to travel, to be able to talk to different people, to be in different rooms, to just have the free time to even just enjoy the sun. Like, if you think about it, we'd be in, like, working a 9-to-5 a lot of times and stuff like that, depending on where you work, because some jobs ain't. Yeah, some jobs are different, but like we're sitting inside a building for most of the time. Some buildings don't have windows. Even if you're working from home, I don't be outside when I be working most of the time. I be in the house, so it's like
I'm an outdoorsman.
Yeah, it's just like a chance to just enjoy life for what it was created to be. Like enjoy the world. But it gives you those opportunities, which is a beautiful thing. But yeah, I'm in a stage where I'm like, let me just focus on creating because I want to create and creating what I want to create rather than even thinking about what do other people want me to make.
Yeah, like, that's where I'm at too. And with that, I was thinking while I have the inspiration, create as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So it's always a time where I don't even got nothing to talk about. I don't have nothing to say. I don't even know what I really want to do. I might have overexhausted myself. So if by chance that happens, I have all this work that I can still push out until I get my next stretch of inspiration, and then I could create again. And now this is like I'm creating from where I am now, so a lot of this stuff is where I was, and now is where I am now. So the next stretch of the next installment is going to be my current present day self, and
Yeah. If that makes sense.
And two things. One, you can't create for anybody else, because you don't know what you don't know what they like. Like, you, like, as much as we try to be like, nah, I know he's gonna love this, it's like, no, that you don't know. Like, they can like it for today. It's like, nah, actually, that's not. I can speak for myself. The songs that I'll be like, I think people gonna love it.
My bad.
It'll be like, they'll be like, oh, that was cool. And then the ones that I'll be like, I wasn't thinking anybody was gonna like this at all. They'll be like, I love that. You love mm-hmm. that. What? Mm-hmm. That was the though. All right, well, hey, whatever it is, you know.
This one almost didn't make it.
Yeah, exactly. And then to further your point, I think something that I've learned in regards to creating is, like, I'm never gonna feel like this again. Like, mm-hmm. whatever this is, I'm never gonna feel like this again. So it's like, it's so much more important for me to get it out now, because, like, there's no guarantee that I'm gonna feel this way again. So, like, while I feel this way, let me not stop myself from making it, creating whatever it is. Cause I don't know. I don't know when it's gonna, and I know for you guys, like, sometimes, or I know for me, sometimes when I start something and I feel a way, if I step away from it, even if it's for like an hour, when I come back, I don't still feel the same way. Yeah. So it's like, it's super important to, like, let's just make it while we're here. And hey, if an hour or a day later, I'm like, wow, that was crazy. I don't know where, I that's how I felt at that moment. That's fire. And it's like, just kind of move on.
I feel like that might be why I like my second verses better than my first. My second verses are typically how I feel in the moment. So that's going to structure the rest of the song. The second verse, now I know what the song is about.
You said second verse twice.
My first verse is how I felt in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that's what formulates the song.
Okay.
So then my second verse, I am able to, like, I could read or listen back to what I said and be like, okay, this is what we're talking about.
Oh, and then you just expound on that. Yeah.
So, and then even with that, it might take a little bit longer because I might not feel like that today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whenever I get back into the, like you were saying, I don't know when the next time I'm gonna feel like this, but whenever I do feel like this again, or when I'm able to evoke those same type of emotions mm-hmm. or similar emotions, now we could finish this song. That's what happened with New Better. I was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Got it. Mm-hmm. And then, even with that, had to go back and change the first verse because I wrote the first verse 2 years ago. 3 years mm-hmm. ago. Yeah, 2020. So, I've evolved so much that I can't allow myself to put my art out like that.
Yeah.
I was also going to say, like, even if you do feel that emotion again, you may not feel it in the same way just because you're not in the same moment. Mm-hmm. So, like, you won't experience that same moment twice. And if you do, then
deja vu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, because you might experience frustration.
Or
but,
time travel. Sorry.
You might experience frustration, but the time earlier in the day when you were frustrated, it may have been something that happened in that moment. If you come back 2-3 days later or even an hour later, it may be something totally different that frustrated you. So now it's a different kind of frustration. It's a different level. It's a different moment. So the feeling might not be the same. Yeah. Dang.
Feeling.
It's going.
Feelings.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Ooh, you was close. Ooh.
One of my managers just
don't forget it. Don't forget it.
Okay, I was gonna say. This is gonna be random, but I was gonna say, you know, now I really wanna learn how to paint because, like, you know, when they be angry painting and then they be like, I only seen this in movies, but they be just like, psh, 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 and then they be like, that's art. I love it. I wanna do that.
Or, I don't angry paint. Word,
I don't do none of that.
It really be so peaceful. So even when I'm painting, I can't listen to certain music.
like whatever I'm listening to, I gotta be able to tune it out because mm-hmm. I'm paying, I'm just relaxing, I'm thinking, I am just in my, in a, I'm in a different world.
Yeah. Right. And I think, this is gonna sound bad, but I think there's a certain, you have to be a certain level of good to be able to do it when you're angry. Yeah, you know, or when you're in those like not happy states, because when like it's hard to articulate or to express like frustration, anger, sad, whatever. It's hard to express emotion sometimes when you're in it. So like when you're in the emotion, a lot of times like that's the reason why we love music, painting, all of this stuff, because the people who are able to do it, they're able to do it while they're in it. And a mm-hmm. lot of times we don't, like when we're in it, we can't see how it looks. But like for the people who have worked worked on it long enough, they're able to kind of like be objective and subjective at the same time, which is hard, very hard to do. But like be able to be like, all right, I'm angry. This is why I'm angry. I know I look stupid. I know I blah, blah, blah. But this is exactly how I feel. And that's hard to do mm-hmm. if you're still on the ABC level.
But, building blocks. That goes back to the level of vulnerability that Breeze was talking about earlier. It's like it is a certain level of vulnerability that you have to give to even start creating. So then when you get past the ABC level, mm-hmm. it's like, and you're really like being very vulnerable, like you're bearing your soul, whatever that looks like for you. It's like at that point, it's like, you know, yeah. I put my all into this. Like, if you acknowledge it, I wouldn't be mad. Give me a little clap, you know, something. I wouldn't be upset.
But I feel like once you get to that level, that's when you get the acknowledgement. Even it's just of the the slightest acknowledgement. Because Lonely Loner, I wrote Lonely Loner when everything shut down, when everything was about to shut down. And I was like, what you gonna do when you all alone? Then a couple months later, I'm like, you know what? Actually, it might have been like a year later. I ain't gonna lie. Because I was trying to put the song out. No matter who mixed it, they didn't mix it right. Or I didn't mix it right. I wanted to add a part. It just wasn't right. So then, after like the third time me trying to get it done, like get it mixed and mastered and put out, I didn't like it. I was like, I should make this an EP, like make a project out of it. So then I made a project around Lonely Loner. But the entire project is conversations with myself. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just talking to myself. Like these are the type of conversations I have with myself. This is literally what I think about. And it was received well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once you hit a certain, once you're comfortable enough to allow yourself to experience that vulnerability and allow people to see you that vulnerable, I feel like that's when the acknowledgement comes, even if it's just from one person. But because now it's real now. Like I'm not just saying stuff because it sounds good, or I'm not just putting this line here because, or splattering this paint here because I think it looks good. Nah, I just felt, this is how I feel. And yeah. People could feel that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's more so you don't even care. Like you're so, the emotion that you feel far outweighs the fact that you care if somebody acknowledges it. And I think it's like the times when you want it, you don't get it. When you're like, I don't even need this, mm-hmm. here it comes. And it's mm-hmm. like, I don't need this, because it's like, this was, my whole focus was on the art, was on the expression, was on like the video I was trying to make, whatever it is that you were trying to do. And whether or not you get acknowledged is like second to how you actually felt.
Right.
And so it's like, all right, I put everything I had into it, and this been stuff that I've done, and I put it out there, and I was like, to be honest, I don't care if anybody likes this. And it'll be like, people just be ding ding ding. I'm like, oh wow, that's crazy. I really thank you, but when I tell you, I do not care. And I think that's like, people resonate with it because it's like, most people want to get to a point where they can not care enough. Like they can do the thing, they can create or they can express themselves and be vulnerable and not care what people think about it. But it's very hard to do that because everything is about, like,
being accepted
or how you look to people.
Or getting likes, followers, or, and stuff like that.
Even to some of the stuff people say, like, oh, you doing too much. It's like, people say that because, like, how it looks like you're doing too much, Yilla. So it's like, we care so much about how we look because we usually can't see ourselves. So it's right.
It wasn't until this year.
J2 was just going. J2 said you need to graduate from preschool to get to that level. And I was gonna say something based off what he said. I was gonna say one thing that I had to realize was that I needed to acknowledge that I had did the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter now if anybody else acknowledges it, because what I didn't know was that I wasn't acknowledging it because I was like, oh, I need to get this from somewhere else. But then I did that. Like, that's fire. Like, me acknowledging it, me giving it my approval and my own level of validation, me feeling good about it, that's literally all I need. It took me a while to even figure that out. But it was like, I was searching for validation in a lot of areas of my life. Like, so I would be like, hey, can you listen to this? Can you do it? And it's like, not. The only person who knows how this was supposed to go was you and God. So, like, did you do it? Did you not do it? Do you want to fix it? Do you not want to fix it? But me acknowledging what I was doing, that's all I need now. Like, once I do that, I'll be like, I'm good. Like, this is it.
Yeah. I think once you actually feel that, like, by yourself, because everything else is like, everything else just mirrors how you feel on the inside. That's all it is.
And when you give yourself that acknowledgement, it's a lot easier to tell people about it.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, because like, okay, yeah, that's me. Like you were just saying, I did that. I did do this. Here you go. Hand it out, dollar bill. 100. Blue faces. But yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, but it's funny because like when we went to the songwriting camp, like when we were on the last song we did, the other songs I was like, all right, it was cool. Like the last song, how I felt when we were down there and we was making it, I was like, this is one of them. Are you not entertained? Are you serious?
He was definitely entertained.
I'm like, are you hear this? Like, are you hearing this? Like, and that was like, because that's how I actually felt, and I was like, I didn't care if nobody else liked it. I knew what we had. I was just sitting there like, cool, cool. Yeah. Go ahead and get your tissues. It's going to be. And it's like when you know, when you feel what you have, when you actually know what you have, and it's like you feel certain of it, everything else is just like icing on the cake. That's all it is.
Right.
It's just like, oh, this is. I had a fire cake. Could have fire ice cream cake.
Shout out to fire Honduras.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like this, and then the acknowledgement is just like, oh wow, that's some nice spring. Okay, I see what y'all did there. Y'all got some nice icing on top. Alright, I feel that. That's beautiful. Right. Thank you. But this, I made this.
Right.
Who made this?
Who tied them shoes?
I made it.
Coach Carter.
She said, you need to do things so you don't feel the regret later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real.
And also, handing out dollar bills needs to be on a shirt.
Right over left. Right over left.
Yeah, but I definitely, yeah. It gets different once you start acknowledging your own, like, what you're doing, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Even just creating feels different.
Yeah. And something that, this is a kind of going back a little bit, but something that I had to start doing for myself was saying no to everything else until I finished whatever. Because like, it'll be like, all right, I know we got to go to the store. I have to finish this before I go. Because again, I don't know if I'm going to feel like this again.
Are they about to cook? I'm starving. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but it's,
let me just.
And I be feeling bad.
Food is done, y'all. Yeah. Word. I'm hungry. I'm like, dang. Me too.
But here's the thing, I be feeling bad. And then on the days where I'll be like, damn, I'm starving. I'm like you, I'm like, dang, and y'all be coming out, my bad, I was in a groove. I'm supposed to be cooking, right? What are we cooking? Broccoli. And I'm like, dang, alright, maybe I should have just kept creating. I should have just minded my business. Broccoli. It's like, but yeah, that is just important to do. Just see it through, cause you out here, you starving. But like that, like there was a reason why they got here when they got here.
Right.
It's like, especially when it comes to other stuff, like everybody's working on their own time, and it's like I can't be mad at you for. I can be mad, but you on your own time. You got to finish your idea. You trying to catch magic in a bottle the same way I am. So
it's yeah. Like,
gotta make sure you rolling with the punches.
That's why we need a private chef.
You know what I'm saying? So that they can chef it up, get
exactly.
us a Honduras cheesecake
exactly.
with a side of broccoli.
I don't even know. Vegan. a vegan gluten free Honduras cheesecake.
I'm gonna look into it. Cause I really like that Honduras cheesecake. And I be thinking
about
it.
Didn't even have no icing on it.
Yeah, I be thinking about it from time to time.
So
like,
if it's not made of cheese, what is it made
of? It has like some type of like cheese or something in it, but it's not like a regular cheesecake. It's very fluffy. It's like a very big cake, actually, and it's just good. It's deliciousness. It's like
shout out Honduras. I got a pen from somebody who's from
Honduras. I got Honduras. I'm family from Honduras.
I might. I don't know. I haven't done my ancestry. I didn't pay for that yet. yeah, I got a pen. I had a friend who worked at the bank. She was from Honduras, and I would just say what's up to her, and she was like, hey, I just went back to Honduras, here's a pen. I was like, that's fire.
I got
person gave me a sticker. This is America. It's still on my laptop.
I was gonna say, one of my old coworkers was from Philippines, so when she went back for a while to take care of her dad, and she came back, she brought us back some pearl bracelets.
That's fire.
Yeah, it was fire.
Fuego.
Hot.
But yeah.
I was just making sure it was still recording. I heard a little tick.
It was your bones.
Nah.
I'm playing.
That's funny. My bones.
Oh, man. But do y'all have any final thoughts on getting acknowledgement, validation, creating your art, the process of all of those things? Nova coming in here while we are finishing up.
Mamacita, boricua, conchita, conchita. What up, shorty? How are you?
Any final thoughts?
I got nothing, yo. I got nothing.
Time is precious.
Hand up them dollar bills.
Right over the mouth. Blue face after blue face. Handing out dollar bills. Know yourself, know your worth.
Oh my gosh.
The creation process is for us. And then whatever happens, happens. Our energy is our identity. And our value is our currency.
That was my knee that cracked. I thought it was just me.
You're stretching.
You right.
But yeah, so basically make sure that you are still creating for you. Don't allow money to get in the way of you creating to your fullest extent and being vulnerable in your art. Because it is hard to get there. So once you get there, you want to keep that train rolling. But also, thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you acknowledge your creation or whatever you're doing. Give yourself the acknowledgement before searching for it anywhere else. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Bing.
And also, don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You subscribing to our Patreon helps us to create more and higher quality content for you guys. We definitely appreciate you for joining us this week. And yeah, we will see you guys next time.
Yeah. Adios.
Get up,
buddy. Get up, buddy. Get up, buddy.